All right, here we go. Our locker room chats are continuing tonight. We're talking Horton Hoops, and we got the boys coach, that is David Losey, joining us, leading the Chargers ultimately into a midseason tournament next week. But a lot to dissect with you, Coach, since we last spoke. And, you know, Friday you got a game, a rematch with Oskaloosa, who you saw right before the holiday break. I know that first game was one in December that you erased out pretty quick. You've played a couple games since, you know, Jackson Heights, Riverside, but you get that rematch with Oski on Friday. You make the road trip a much more competitive game. Bears do get the win, 49-35, but I know you like the improvements that you saw from your team compared to that first meeting in mid-December.
Oh, yeah, especially on the defensive end. But, I thought the kids played with a much higher level of intensity. That's something we had talked about. We felt last week against Riverside, we had played a pretty solid first half defensively, the intensity-wise, and we wanted to put 32 minutes together. I think we've talked about that every week.
Yeah.
And I thought we really did the other night. We struggled scoring in the first half, made an adjustment. I'll give a shout out to Coach Lovelady. He, suggested something and we did it and put a little, decision making on the defense. So, and we were able to get some better looks and actually, you know, scored. I mean, I think we tied the second half. So, you know, we were able to put up 28 points second half. So I'll take that all day long.
Yeah, there's been, and we've talked about it, with the turnover from last year, losing that big senior class, and a lot of guys kind of getting their first taste at the varsity level, you're seeing some improvements. You know, a couple guys you're seeing some improvements with, Austin Gaskell with his defense, and then Thatcher Struby, a freshman who's getting thrown into the fire. You've liked some good minutes from him as well.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm going to throw in a couple other guys, you know, Wyatt Chartier and Javon Kabia. They, you know, those guys didn't play a lot of varsity minutes, and it takes a little while. Took them a little bit to get used to the speed of the game, I think, you know, and a lot of other teams have a lot of kids back. So that early in the season didn't help us a whole lot, but, you know, we're 9 games in now and going to number 10 this Friday, and they're starting to get used to that. They're starting to see, I think, that, you know, the intensity level, you have to stay high on that intensity level all the time, especially, you know, considering, you know, a lot of the teams we've played are 3A with Perry and Hiawatha and Riverside, and they're good, solid teams. They're good teams that have chances to do a lot in the postseason. And, you know, I'll throw Oskaloosa in the mix, a good 3A team. So, you know, I told those guys, this is only going to help us out as we go along. And I think they're starting to realize, hey, if we play with the intensity we need to play with, we can put ourselves in some pretty good positions.
You guys get one more game on Friday night at home against Pea Ridge before the McLeod tournament next week. Kind of like the Oskaloosa game last week, you've seen Pleasant Ridge already. Rams got the win first go around in December, but it was a kind of a low-scoring, close game. But I just wanted to get your thoughts before we get you out of here on the midseason tournaments. You know, the McLeod Invitational, 39th annual. You know, there's 5 Northeast Kansas League teams in this field. You got Bishop Ward as well, KC Christian, and Maranatha Christian Academy. You guys draw Riverside in that first round. But just your thoughts on the field next week at McLeod, kind of just stepping out of that normal routine and getting into a midseason tournament, despite still having 5 Northeast Kansas League teams taking part.
I've always thought midseason tournaments are a lot of fun. And it's actually, I think it helps you prep for the postseason a little bit, not always back to back, but, you know, it gives you an idea. You don't know who you're going to play the next round, and you got to prep real quick. And, there's a lot of quality there. KC Christian, I know, is very good. Bishop Ward's good again. You know, of course, Riverside's really, really good this year. And, you know, the rest of the field, you know, we'll see them later on if we haven't seen them already, but you got, like I said, a lot of quality, and I think it's anybody's ball game. And, you know, again, we're looking at it to get better and to get the games in and just go out and play with intensity and have some fun during these tournaments, because I think they're a lot of fun.
David Losey joining us, Horton boys basketball coach, coming off a loss to Oskaloosa. They host Pleasant Ridge on Friday, and then that midseason tournament at McLeod gets started for them Monday afternoon as they take on top seed Riverside. Again, that Monday start time at 3:45, midseason tournament at McLeod getting going next week. Coach, we always appreciate it. Good luck Friday night. We'll talk to you in the middle of that tournament later on next week.
You bet. Thank you much. We appreciate what you do.